Heavenly Father, Lord, we do pause again. Father, thank you for your blessings of every new day that you bless us with, Father. We do come and ask, Lord, again that you would just anoint your word, Father, as we look at your word again. Father, a couple of scriptures, Lord, that you would, your spirit could just move in each heart that hears your word again this morning, Father. I do bless you for your word, and as we consider the Lord Jesus and his desire for each of our lives, Father, we thank you. We ask that you would just bless this time. In Jesus' name, amen. Good morning to each, and welcome to the Daily Inspiration. For an inspiration today, we would like to look at a few scriptures on the heart of our Lord Jesus toward each one of us. And to begin, we will turn to Psalms 145, verse 8 and 9. Verse 8 says, "The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger, and of great mercy. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works." When we consider the Lord and his compassion and his great mercy, it overwhelms my heart to just consider how he loves us, and he desires that we would walk with him. Psalm 145, verse 18 says, "The Lord is nigh unto all them that call upon him, to all that call upon him in truth. He will fulfill the desire of them that fear him. He also will hear their cry and will save them. The Lord preserveth all them that love him, but all the wicked he will destroy." In Proverbs 15, verse 29, says, "The Lord is far from the wicked, but he heareth the prayer of the righteous." So we see the heart of our dear Lord Jesus. He desires to be near to each one of us. In Luke 12, verse 32, it says, "Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom." He desires to give us the kingdom. It is his good pleasure to give us his kingdom. He wants us to experience his kingdom here upon this earth. And then he also desires to give us that eternal kingdom that will never pass away. In 2 Peter 3, verse 9 says, "The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. So here we see the heart of Jesus for every soul upon the earth. He desires every soul would come to repentance and would follow after him with all his heart, with all his soul, with all his strength, and with all his might. And so as we go about our day, my encouragement is that we would remember that Jesus desires to give us his kingdom here upon this earth and also in eternity. May the Lord Jesus bless your day.